As we do Lil Seder, I would like to as well ask four questions. The child comes and asks his kashios, and we begin to answer, Avodim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. We were enslaved to Paro b'mitzrayim, v'yotzeinu Hashem elokinu misham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our God, took us out from there, b'yad chazakah uvizra netuya. Immediately, bells should ring, and while we're giving the answer, a child should raise his hand and ask his father, what's going on here? Where's the integrity? Why is the Baal Haggadah adding things that aren't in the Psukim? Let me explain. The Torah tells us that the child is going to ask his father, Moha Edus v'hachukim v'hamishpatim. And we come and we give an answer, v'amartu livnacha, and we tell, and you're supposed to tell your son, Avodim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim, v'yotzeinu Hashem mimitzrayim b'yad chazaka. The Baal Haggadah used the answer that we give the Chacham, Avodim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim, we were enslaved to Paro b'mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim. Yet the Baal Haggadah adds in one word that's not in the Pasuk, Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham Biyad Chazaka. Why is the Baal Haggadah adding in that word Elokeinu that wasn't in the Pasuk? Where's the academic integrity? A child should come and say, Daddy, what's going on here? This is not my question. This is the question of Rav Soloveitchik. And this is our first question. Why is it that in our answer that we give to our child, of Avodim Hayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim V'Yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, and yet that is not in the Pasuk, all the Pasuk says, V'Yotzeinu Hashem Mimitzrayim. Korech, right before Shulchan Arech, we come and we recite Zecher L'Migdash K'Hillel, that this is a reminder of the way that Hillel had acted in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Kain Asa Hillel, this is what Hillel had done, Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayam, at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was around. Hayakorech Matzah Umar, he would sandwich the Matzah Umar with the Pesach V'Ochel B'Yachad, and he would eat them together, the Kayam HaShenemar, to fulfill that which it says in the Pasuk, Al Matzos Umarim Yochluhu. The question that I have is, why do we have to give this introduction that this is a reminder of what Hillel had done in the Beis HaMikdash? Kain Asa Hillel, this is what Hillel had done, Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Why do we need that? Why is it necessary to come and introduce Korech by telling us that this is what Hillel had done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? For example, the Gemara Maseches Sukkah tells us, Barishona haya lulav nitel b'mikdash shiva, that initially the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days, over Medina yom echad, and in the provinces it was done one day. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had established, she lulav nitel b'medina shiva zecher l'mikdash, that the lulav was to be taken in the Medina for all 7 days as a reminder of what once was in the Beis HaMikdash. Do we come when we take the lulav and the esrog all 7 days? Do we come and we say, Zecher l'migdash kishehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelulav nitel b'medina shiva zecher l'migdash? Do we come and we proclaim and we announce before we are mekayim the mitzvah of lulav that this is a reminder of what once was in the Beis HaMikdash? Hence, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came and established that we take the lulav all 7 days? Of course we don't do that. The shofar, the Gemara tells us, Meseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tesum Abeis, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shekalios B'Shabbos, B'Migdash Hayu Token, about Lo B'Medina. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Iskin Riochan and Zakkai, Shu Token B'Chol Malkom Sheishol Beis Din. Do we come and do we announce for all to hear that this is a Zecher L'Migdash, Shehiskin Riochan and Zakkai, Shu Token B'Chol Malkom Sheishol Beis Din? No, we don't do any of these things. So why is it that we come at our Leil Seder, we're coming and we're announcing Zecher L'Migdash K'Hillel, K'Nasa Hillel B'Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim? And that's our second question. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin, he comes and he tells us what the mitzvah is, Leil Seder, of Sipur Yisiyat Mitzrayim, when it is, It's on the 15th of Nisan, at a time, b'shash yesh matzah umar munachim lefanecha. And he also tells us how we are supposed to be mekayim, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipor that takes place on the 15th. Mitzvah lehodia lebanim. That it's a mitzvah to modia, to enlighten and to teach. But the word is lehodia, it has to be in a way where it is demonstrative. The word yada in Chazal, someone knew someone, it's referring to in a demonstrative way, I'm showing my chiba, my affection. Leil Seder has to be where we teach our children in a demonstrative way. That is the way, the best way to convey the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Rambam continues, v'tzarech la'aso shinoi b'layla. We have to do some type of deviation this night. Kidei sheyiru abonim, that the children should see v'yishalu, and they should ask, ma nishtana halaylo azem yikol halaylos. And now the Rambam comes and tells us, ketzad mishana, how do we deviate? Mechalik lehem kloyos ve'egozim. We come and we dispense, we give out nuts, and v'okrim hashulcham milipneim. We uproot the table from before them, kodim shiyoklu, v'chotfin matzah zem yadzem. We take the matzah one from another, ukayotze bedvarim ha'elu. And things that are similar to this. In other words, the night, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has to be done not just by speaking words, but it has to be done in a way that is most beneficial to a child, inculcating the values of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the only way to do that is with a shinoi, or to be modia. We don't just talk. And yet, the Rambam, in Halacha Hey, in Perek Zayin Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, comes and tells us something very enigmatic, something very puzzling. He says, "Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu b'leil chamisha asar, whoever doesn't say these three things on the 15th of Nisan, lo yotza yedei chovaso, he has not fulfilled his obligation b'eluhein, Pesach Matzah Umar." Pesach al shum shepasach hamakom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over al batei avoseinu b'mitzrayim, mar al shum shemaru hamitzrim eschai avoseinu b'mitzrayim, that they embittered our lives, and matzah al shum shenigalu, and the matzah is because we were redeemed. And then listen to what the Rambam says. Udvarim ha'elu kulan nikrayin hagada. All of these things that we had just spoken in Halacha Hey are called, are referred to as the Haggadah. This seems to counter or contradict what the Rambam had told me previously. The way that one was mekayim the mitzvah, I thought until this point, was mitzvah lehodia lebanim, b'tzarech la'aso shinoi b'alaylo hazeh. One has to come and be mechalik kloyos ve'egozim, ve'okrim hashulchan milifneim, ve'choltfin matzah zeh miyad zeh, u'koyotze badvarim ha'elu. And now the Rambam is telling me that anyone who doesn't say Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu lo yotzei yedei chovaso udvarim ha'elu, and these ideas of saying Pesach Matzah Umar are called the Haggadah. The Haggadah that we know, the Haggadah that we recite, the Haggadah that we are coming and giving over to our children. It seems to be that all it is a quick amira of Pesach Matzah Umar, not demonstrative, not deviating from the norm. Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu. If one doesn't say it, lo yotzu de chavaso ve'elu kulan nikrayin hagada. It's a very difficult idea to digest how it is. On one hand, we think the Rambam is telling us the way to be mekayim, fulfill the mitzvah of the Igat Levincha is through Bederech Shinoi, through Lehodia Labanim. And yet, Halacha Hei seems to tell me, Kol Shemisha Lo Omar, Omar Shlosha Dvarim Elu, Lo Yotze De Chavaso. So how do we reconcile seemingly contradicting ideas in the Rambam from the first aspects of the Halacha to Halacha Hei? And that is our third question. And our fourth and final question is the Haggadah tells us Baruch Shomer Haftachos Li Yisrael Baruch Hu. Blesses the one that kept his promise to Israel. Blessed he, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Kishav Eslakets, that Hakodesh Baruch Hu calculated the end, La'asos Kamasha Omar La'Avram, to do that which he had spoken to Avram Avinu Bebristin Habsarim Shenemar. It says, Vayomer La'Avram Yadoa Teda, you will surely know, Kiger Yez Aracha Be'eretz Olahem, that your children will be strangers in a land that doesn't belong to them, it's foreign to them. Va'avadom Be'inu Osam, they will enslave them and afflict them for 400 years. V'gamas Hagoya Sherebodu Dan Anochi, and the nation that had persecuted them, I will judge. V'achrei Chein Yetzu B'Rechosh Gadol, and then Klal Yisrael will leave with great wealth. The Gemara Maseches Brachos comes and tells us a dialogue that had taken place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe concerning the Bris Ben Hapsarim, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made to Avram Avinu. Daber na ba'aznei ha'am. Speak to the people. Please. Amri debei Rab Yanai, ein na ela lashon bakasha. The word na is a request. Amr le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, bebakasha mimcha, Lech va'amar lehem liYisrael. I beg of you, I request, go and tell Bnei Yisrael that they should borrow the clay kesev and clay zav of the Egyptians, shelo yomer also tzaddik, so that that tzaddik, referring to Avram, should not come and have a taina on me, have a complaint and say, va'avadum b'inu osam kayam, that you kept part of the promise that they will be afflicted, but that they'll leave with great wealth, you have not fulfilled. Amru lo. So they say to Moshe, halavai shenetze ba'atzmenu. Halavai, it should just be that we should just leave. Mashal la'adam. It's comparable to a person, shayachavish v'beis ha'asurim, that was a prisoner in a jail, and he's told that tomorrow you're going to be taken out of prison, and you'll be given great wealth. He, the prisoner, says, I request, I want to be taken out today, and I don't need anything else. I don't need Mamon Harbe. So I asks the Vilna Gaon a fascinating question. Hamashal shemevi lechora eno dome lahanimshal. The mashal, the story, the parable that was given in this Gemara is not comparable to the nimshal, that which it is being compared to. The halo imhaya omrim lo adam shemotziim oso miyad v'nosten lo mamon harbe az lo haya mabeit b'hamamon klum. If the person was told that today he's going to be leaving, and he will as well be given mamon harbe, he's not going to refuse. The hare kan haya sha'amar lehem shishalim Mitzrayim. Here, they're being told, the Bnei Yisrael is being told, go and take the kli kesev, kli zav of the Egyptians, ulhotzio miyad, and you're going to leave immediately. And if that's the case, the mashal is talking about leaving tomorrow, and the nimshal is talking about leaving today. So eno dome zelazeh, they're not comparable. So says the Vilna Gaon so beautifully, they are comparable. Why? V'lochein amar li Yisrael, because what happened was, is kibei emes, hu shehageula shalema lo haisa rak al yamsuf. The truth is that the geula shalema, the true redemption of the Jewish people was only by the Yamsuf. Shesham nidanu alamayim. It's there that ultimately the Egyptians were going to be punished for their egregious acts perpetrated against the Jewish people. V'lachein amar li Yisrael. However, therefore, they were told, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell Bnei Yisrael, she'ishalu mimitzrayim, go and borrow klei kesef klei zav, just to appease Rak Bishvil Avram, sheyachshov shahayitzia mimitzrayim, he thought that the yitzia from Mitzrayim was the geula shalema. Vayomer va'acharkach yetzu b'ruchosh gadol l'kayim b'hem. So now he can't have a taina, a complaint, that they're not going to leave without having anything. But the truth is, ha-ge'ula shalema v'ha-rechush yal yamsuf. The real ge'ula and the real wealth will come by the yamsuf. And therefore, v'lachin amru Yisrael. Yisrael is coming and saying, halavai shenetze be'atzmenu. We want to leave today. Ve'ein onu rotzim lo ha-rechush v'lo ha-pachad v'hatzaras. We don't need the fear, the fright of Pyro chasing after us. And now the mashal and the nimshal are the same. The mashal was, we want to leave today. We don't want to wait tomorrow for the rechush. And that's what essentially was happening, says the Vilna Gaon. They were telling Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not interested in the rechush by the Yamsuf. We want to leave right now. But the obvious question remains. Where was the disconnect between Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How was it that even the Jewish people knew that the Geula Shalema was by the Yamsuf, but Avram Avinu had assumed that the Geula Shalema was by Yisias Mitzrayim? How did Bnei Yisrael assume not, and they assumed that it was going to be a week later by the Yamsuf, but Avram Avinu had assumed and thought that the Geula was going to be by Yisias Mitzrayim? How did he make that mistake? Where was the disconnect in dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu? So the reality is, in order to answer that question, as to why Avraham Avinu assumed it was Yisias Mitzrayim, is the Pasuk tells us about Avraham Avinu, Avraham Zakein Baba Yamim. Avram was elderly and he was coming upon his days. The Hashem Berach is Avraham Bakol, and Hashem blessed Avram Bakol. The Ramban understands Bakol to mean he blessed him with everything. Ba'osher, with wealth, and chosim, property, kavod, honor, orech yamu, bonim, longevity, and children. Vizos kol chemdas ha'adam. This is all the chemda, the beauty, the splendor of man. This is all man could ask for in this world. However, I want to suggest that the word bakol means something entirely different. We know that Yaakov had come and met his nemesis, his brother Esav. And they were exchanging ideas and pleasantries and thoughts. And Yaakov wanted to give to Esav. And Esav retorts, Vayomer Esav yesh li rav, I have much. Says the Kli Yakar in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Gimel, Mashma Rav aval lo kol. He has a lot, but he doesn't have all. The Yaakov Omar, however, Yaakov says, Ki chaneni Elokim v'chi yesh li kol. God has been good to me, and I have everything. Lefi shahar rishoyim afal pi shi yesh lahem kesev izav sheba olam. The rishoyim, even though they have all the kesev and zav in the world, they think that they have nothing. They're lacking. They have a lot, but not all their needs. And therefore Esav says, but not everything. He still feels he's lacking. Person has 100, he wants 200. The tzaddikim are the opposite. Even if they have a little, they're satisfied with what they have, they're happy with their lot, and it's as if it's as if they have it all. In other words, Avram Avinu is that type of person. Hashem blessed Avram with the midah of being nistapik, of being satisfied, of being able to look at his life and look at his surroundings and only see the good. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us in Perakei, Mishnah Chaf Gimel, Kol mi sheyesh bo shlosha dvarim halalu hu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Whoever possesses these three characteristics are from the students of Avraham Avinu. And the first of those is Ayin Tova, is a pleasant eye. He was able to see everything and always look at the best case scenario, at the best option. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that your children are going to be afflicted and in suffering for 400 years. V'gamez hagoy asher yovodu dan anochi. Avraham Avinu's first reaction was always to look at the best possible result, and therefore he assumed that Yesias Mitzrayim was the Geula Shlema. They're done. They're finished. We can move on from this destructive chapter in our national history. That is why Avram, unlike anyone else, thought and assumed that that was the Geula Shlema. Never would he think that there would be more suffering for the Jewish people. And that is why he thought what he thought. And that is precisely what the Rambam is teaching us. Kol mishalo omar shloshot dvarim elu bilel chamishos ar lo yotzu de chavatso. What it really means, b'derech drush, is for one to be mekayim leil seder the Haggadah, it has to be kol shelo omar. Whoever is not able to say the word kol, yesh li kol, that I have everything, who isn't ever able, if one is not able to say that whatever I have, whatever is going on in my life, yesh li kol, I have everything, lo yotso yedei chovaso, he has not fulfilled his obligation of Leil Seder. The ability to come and say, Shlosha Dvarim Elu, Pesach Matzo Mar, that in spite of our difficulties, in spite of the fact that our lives are bitter, but yet there's also Matzah, which represents Geula, and I can't say Kol, and I can't manifest that I live my life with the mantra of Avram and Yaakov, of Yeshli Kol V'Hashem Berach as Avram Bakol, Lo Yotzo Yedei Chovaso, I have not fulfilled my obligation of Leil Seder. I have to be able to come to my Seder and teach over to our children that in spite of all of our suffering, in spite of all of our hardship, in spite of all of our affliction, in spite of the Maschil Bignus, things start out Bignus, Avadim Hayinu, there's a Marer, but there's also a Matzah. Kol Shelo Omar. If a person isn't able to say it, Lo Yotzu Yedei Chovaso, he hasn't come and fulfilled the mitzvah of Haggadah. It isn't only an Amira, but we're telling it over to our children as Avram had told it over to his children. And that is the greatest, most demonstrative way to teach our children, is that we're going to be able to take the matzah and the maror, and we're going to still be able to say kol, that yeshli kol, nistapik, I'm happy bechelkam with our lot. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me everything. Avraham Avinu had that Ayin Tova. And that is precisely why we come Leil Seder and say Zecher LeMikdash KeHillel. Kain Asa Hillel. Because that's the idea of Leil Seder. After all, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Maisa Behil HaZokain, there was an incident with Hillel HaZokain, Shehoya Bob Aderech. He was going upon his way, Vishoma Kol Tzavcha Bo'ir. He heard crying and screeching from the city. In Omar, he said, Muftach ani, I guarantee, I promise, She'ein Zeh B'Soch Beisi, that this is not coming from my home. And the Asif HaZakenim al Maseches Brachos comes and asks a very simple yet profound question. Umim Hefticho Bekach. How can he promise that? How does he know that it's not coming from his house? A great Tana is not just speaking Balashon Guzma in an exaggerated term. If he's coming and suggesting and he's saying, Muftach ani, I promise you, She'ein zeh b'soch beisi, he's saying it in its most literal, basic sense. How could he guarantee that? How can he promise that? I want to share with you the words of the Hasipa Zakenim. He says, Ach hakavona hanechona etzli bezos habraisa. What this braisa means is kidiad rabba. On the contrary, Hillel Hazakein haya kol kach someach b'yisurin. He was very happy with the suffering. V'hoi mekabel osam, and he accepted them b'sever ponim yafos, with a smile and with grace, with dignity. Ad nitva bo ketev hasheni, it became second nature, hayosam mekabel osam, to accept yisurin b'sever ponim yafos. V'lohu bilvad, not only himself, el kol b'nei beiso, his entire household, haya morgalim. They were accustomed to zeh, b'lo haya matichim dvarim klapei maila chalid, and they didn't come and accost God. How can you do this to me? Ki aviyadi ki kol ma'ada ovid. He knew and they knew that all that happens min shemayim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo zeh kishohaya mahalik b'derech. And therefore, when he came and he was walking, v'shomea kol tzvach, and he heard screeching and shrieking, Amar, he says, Muftach ani, I can guarantee that it's not coming for me. Lohaya sholol hatzara chalila. Ki hatzara, it's possible that the tzara, the suffering, was from his beso. But the screeching and the crying and the lamenting, Muftach haya, he can guarantee sholol haya bebeso. Shaya morgolim lekabel betov levav. Because everything that came their way would always come, b'sever panim yafos, acknowledging and appreciating that it was all me'es Hashem. And that is precisely why, Leil Seder, we say, Zecher l'migdash kehillel, kein asa hillel, because the idea of the Seder is to be able to say, kol, that it's all me'es Hashem, yesh li kol, in spite of our challenges and our difficulties and our hardship, I still feel kol. I feel like I have everything. I feel like I'm lacking nothing. I have the midah of Avraham Avinu that in spite of whatever is coming my way, I'm still able to look b'ayin tov with a positive eye. And anyone who doesn't come and announce this, Leil Seder lo yotzadei chavaso, which is precisely why we announce Zecher l'migdash kehillel, this is a reminder of what Hillel HaZaken had done. Kein asa Hillel b'zman shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. He would come and he would take the matzah and the marah. He would take matzah, which represents geula, redemption, and marah, which represents gullah's exile. And he would sandwich them together and he would be able to acknowledge that in spite of the marah, the hardship, the difficulty, the pain, the suffering, that either I or collectively we endure, I still am able to sandwich it with a matzah. I'm able to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gamzu latova, this is also for the best. This is also me'es Hashem. Zecher l'migdash kehillel. One might think that this is only about Hillel HaZaken and the great Tana who could be on such a lofty level, and only he is able to come and be korech, sandwich the mar between the matzah, the sandwich the gullus, and put geula around it. Only he is able to come and accept tzara, suffering, b'sever panim yafos. It's not true. Each and every one of us have the ability to come and be that person. One of those people is actually a classmate of mine from high school. Unfortunately, she lost a son in battle protecting the citizens of Israel and all of Am Yisrael. And I was exchanging WhatsApps with her, and I just had just one question. And I want to share with you our exchange. Hope you are well, so sorry to bother you. I know you have so much going on. I just have one question to ask you. How have you remained committed so strongly to your belief in Hashem and love for Him in such difficult times? You have an unwavering belief in Him that is inspiring, to say the least. How have you been able to do that and maintain and build such a strong kesher under such trying, difficult times. My best wishes. She responded, hey, in all honesty, I feel so bad for those who don't have bitachon. I love knowing I have my Hashem I can throw it all onto, because I know He can handle it. He can, and no one else can. It's been many years of strengthening the emunah muscle. No muscle ever gets built in one workout. But I've always felt, ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni, not even parents can protect their kids the way Hashem can. I've been through bed rest with many pregnancies, and Baruch Hashem delivered healthy children. Only Hashem can do that. I don't know. To me, it's just obvious, and I'm grateful for that. Hashem handpicked Binyamin and our family. Some are upset by that, wondering why they were picked. And I hear that question. But that's not denying Hashem did it. We in the Ehrlich house recognize that Binyamin is part of something much bigger, and we are working with that. Hashem keeps sending me kisses along the way, and I can give examples and examples. I miss Binyamin, and I cry because I miss him. And that's normal and okay. Zelo soter. And now, with missiles and threats, I literally watch them fly in the skies over my house, heading towards the Gush in Yerushalayim. Who's in charge? The government? The Air Force? We witnessed miracles a few hours ago with 99% of drones, kamikaze, blah, blah, being intercepted. Zelo normali. Clearly, something bigger is running the show. I sure hope people do wake up and see it's only Hashem we can count on. I've had three-minute day chavrutas for a few years, reading through Living Inspired, learning Shara Bitachon and Sefer Mitzvot HaBitachon with other chavrutot. All helps. I don't know if that answered your question, and I appreciate you asking. Also, because I'm happy to connect with you. This answers the question, and this answers all of our questions. Zecher LeMigdash KeHillel, Kein Asa Hillel. We're giving over to our children that in spite of all of our challenges, in spite of all of our difficulties, to be able to come and accept all of the tsaros, b'sever panim yafos, is precisely the Haggadah. And that as well answers, when we give over to our children, the answer of the four kashios, of avodim hayinu l'parah b'mitzrayim, we come and we announce, Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu. Even after being enslaved by Paro for 400 backbreaking years, 210 years, in spite of Vayimaru Eschayim Vavoda Kasha, in spite of all the challenges and difficulties and hardships, Vayotzienu Hashem, it's not some generic foreign god. It's Hashem, our God, that took us out. Biyad chazakah uvizroa netuya. That is the Haggadah. We're able to say, Avodim haginu leparo b'mitzrayim, and yet it's our God. It's our God, not this foreign God that has no connection to His people. We're able to see that it's all Yad Hashem. And this isn't only for the levels of Hillel Hazakim. It's for the commoners like me and you, to recognize and to appreciate that at the end of the day, it's all Me'ez Hashem, the good and the bad. And even the bad, we accept B'Sever Panim Yafos, just as Hillel had done in the Beis HaMikdash. We have to inculcate those values and ideals in our lives. We have to be the children of Avram Avinu that is able to say with great clarity, Kol! Hashem Berach is Avram with the Midah of Kol, that everything, whatever it is that I have or that I'm suffering with, or that I'm enduring, yet I have everything. To have that Ayin Tov, that's the Midah of Avraham Avinu. And that ultimately allows us to come, in spite of Avodim Hayinu L'Paro Mitzrayim, to announce Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu. It's our God, not some generic foreign God. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, our God should take us out of this Golos, just as He had taken us out of Golos Mitzrayim. We should be Zoche to build the Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash, to finally come to the Geula Shalema, the real Geula Shalema, B'mehera V'yameinu. Amen.